Hello and welcome to my Module 5 podcast for EDL 621. Today I will discuss how my approach to learning through discovery has affected me as a professional and how it has affected me as a person. As I reflect on my learning experiences through discovery, as opposed to the traditional learning structure of the classroom setting, I find a whole world of possibilities revealed to me that I had not necessarily tapped into prior to this experience. Maybe I used to think it was overwhelming. Maybe I wasn't sure how to approach this alternative way of learning. Maybe I was just waiting for permission to go forward into a new world of learning. Maybe I was waiting for someone to provide me with a map or a how-to instructional manual. Whatever the reason was, I was holding myself back and limiting myself to the old world of learning instead of transcending into the new world of learning. A world full of possibilities, not limited to just the resources immediately around me. I realize now it's time to move forward and be a resident, not a visitor, of the new way of learning. In recent years, when I would ask someone how they had learned something that I found impressive, sometimes younger people would respond, "Oh, I just YouTubed it," or "I Googled it." And I would just think to myself, well, that's fine, but that's not a formal way of learning. That's not the right way of learning something. Where's the professor or credible figure of authority? I would think, how can you learn this through Google or YouTube? You're ripping yourself off of the theoretical or background knowledge that you need in order to arrive at this step. Now that I'm learning how to learn through discovery, I realize how silly and limiting my thoughts were. I used to want to do things the right way, or the way I thought was the only way, and wait until the day I had time to enroll in a course and actually physically drive to a classroom and passively sit and wait to be told what to do and how to do it. Those days are gone, behind us. That is no longer our society. We now live in a very fast-paced society where teachers and learners are all around us, and we have immediate access to learning how to do anything that we are passionate about. We can now individualize our own learning experiences. I can say I am experiencing a real cultural paradigm shift as I realize that I can learn from anyone who is a credible source, and anyone can learn from me as well. I must contribute just as much, if not more, as I receive from others. This new way of learning is all about establishing a credible group of contacts that share the same passion as I do. It is also about being a transparent learner by sharing everything I learn on a daily basis that is relevant to our particular learning community. Learning through discovery has also affected my belief system. My belief system has to be fluid and flexible so that it can be a reflection of what's best in today's society. It cannot be a limiting belief system based on the past. Rather, it must reflect and keep up with today's global learning expectations. I cannot continue to believe that in order to learn something, I must be in a formal classroom setting waiting for the professor to tell me what to do. I must realize that learning takes place anywhere, anytime, any place. As a professional, my approach to learning through discovery has affected the way I think about what types of learning experiences to create for my students. I have to be very careful to not interfere with their learning experiences and to remember my role as a facilitator who guides them and provides them with the necessary support as they engage in interactive project-based activities which allow them to discover knowledge for themselves. I strive to create individualized learning experiences that allow them to discover knowledge for themselves as they progress towards meeting their academic goals. That is a lot more meaningful since it requires them to take a more active approach in their learning. The feeling of being in control of your own learning holds the learner accountable and inspires them a lot more than when they are just sitting passively listening to or tuning out the teacher who believes their minds are just recipients of information. As a teacher, I am responsible for creating the type of learning environment that is most conducive to learning in today's society, and that means teaching students to be media literate to belong to learning communities, to take responsibility for their own learning, and become transparent learners. As a person, learning through discovery has been a very positive adventure. I have been learning how to connect with others online through Twitter and online learning communities, and so far I have only had positive experiences in my encounters. The wealth of knowledge that is out there is so abundant. As Will Richardson says in his book, it isn't about what you know or what you can do as an individual, but rather what you and your contacts know and can do together. Everyone online is so helpful and willing to share and teach. It's amazing. My 20% project for my EDL 630 class consists of discovering how to make the most of my Magic Bullet blender. As I have been working on my 20% project, I feel how empowering it is to take responsibility for my own education at my own pace, as I have to sift through a vast amount of information deciding what is relevant to my search and what isn't worth paying attention to. Since I am in control of my own learning, I hold myself more accountable as I reflect on my own learning and progress towards my goals. I can learn whenever it is convenient for me, regardless of where I am at the moment. It doesn't have to be in a set time and place, and I don't have to enroll in a course. I can just research my passion online and from anyone who is willing to share what they know about how to make the most of the Magic Bullet Blender. I get to tailor my learning experience in this 24/7 global classroom where everyone teaches and everyone learns from each other. As I pursue my goal of learning how to make the most of my Magic Bullet Blender, I am using recipes others have shared, and once I feel comfortable enough, I will be creating my own recipes and sharing those as well. My learning doesn't stop at just accessing the information I need. I will combine the knowledge of others with my own in order to come up with a new creation, and if I am learning transparently, then the next step is to share my new creation with as many people as possible. It is important that I participate and contribute to my learning communities in order to perpetuate the ongoing passing on of information. It is imperative that I go through this learning process myself and feel what the experience sounds and looks like so that I can understand and be able to model for my students how to reach out to others, collaborate, share, and be transparent learners using the latest technology available to us. I must guide them to discover their passions and build on that to drive their learning experiences and help them become creators, not just consumers of the society in which they live. Tony Wagner states in his book, The Global Achievement Gap, that FIRST and City Year, two nonprofit programs, discovered that the right mix of challenge and support combined with thoughtful adult mentoring is what brings out the best in young people. To me, this means I will guide my students in discovering their passions, validating them as individuals, and motivating them to go forth and be creators and contributors of society.